A new museum in Ramallah in the West Bank is devoted to the legacy of the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. NPR's Daniel Estrin went there to peek at the memorabilia and walk through the small compound where Arafat spent his final years.
When Yasser Arafat died in 2004, he was buried in a parking lot amid the ruins of his compound that Israel partially demolished. Today, Arafat's grave is a mausoleum of glass and stone. Next to it is a gleaming three-story building, the Yasser Arafat Museum. It opened this month. Tour guides have been leading groups of Palestinian high school students through the museum. Here, behind glass, are some of Yasser Arafat's most recognizable symbols.
This is his glasses, his shirt, his kufiya, and his revolver.
That's museum director Mohammed Halaika. He points out Arafat's signature black-and-white checkered kufiya headdress. There's also Arafat's passport.
This is the first Palestinian passport with his name.
00000001.
One.
That's Arafat's passport number. In the pantheon of Palestinian figures, he's number one. The guerrilla fighter turned peace negotiator who held peace talks with Israel and won a Nobel Prize.
It's displayed the certificate of Nobel Prize and the medal here.
What isn't mentioned in the display is how the Golden Nobel Prize got to the museum. 9 years ago, the militant Islamist group Hamas snatched the Nobel when it ransacked Arafat's old Gaza headquarters and took control of Gaza. A few months ago, the Palestinian government in the West Bank negotiated with Hamas to give it back. As for the original Nobel Prize certificate...
The certificate, we lost it. We have to ask for the Norwegians to give it a copy.
And besides, there isn't much more that remains from those peace efforts. Israel and its Western supporters long viewed Arafat as a terrorist. In the year 2000, when Palestinians mounted a bloody uprising against Israel, they blamed Arafat for the violence. Israeli tanks surrounded his government building where he lived. He spent the last 3 years of his life there before dying in Paris. He used to sleep in a tiny bedroom. Visitors can peer into it for the first time.
This is his bedroom.
So there are four jackets hanging in this file cabinet turned closet, yeah. And a pile of kufiyas, yeah. Up there with some long johns, I guess. A couple combs, a space heater, yeah. A radiator, and his 14-inch TV. So nothing has been touched in this bedroom since he died.
Nothing has been changed here. Everything left as it is.
And yet, so much has changed, politically, since Arafat's been gone. He was always controversial, even among Palestinians. But today, the Palestinian leadership is divided in a bitter dispute. One faction rules in the West Bank, the other in Gaza. They disagree on the Palestinians' national goal, whether to make peace with Israel or destroy it. Museum-goer Ahmed Abushi stood in front of Arafat's bedroom and looked back with nostalgia.
We all miss him. The person who can unify us. We miss the leadership in his character and his charisma, I think.
And that's the way the museum looks at the memory of Arafat. As the founding father who brought the Palestinian cause to the world stage. The man with the scruffy facial hair and checkered headdress whose face now adorns the hats and sweatshirts in the museum gift shop. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Ramallah.